Translation: mind, body and family, whatever may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda Maharaj. In good fortune or bad, in life or death, all my difficulties have disappeared by choosing those feet of yours as my only shelter. Slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master of your eternal servant. If it is your will that I be born again, then may it be in the home of your devotee. Let me be born again, even as a worm, as long as I may remain your devotee. I have no desire to be born as a Brahma averse to you. I yearn for the company of that devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. Father, mother, lover, son, lord, preceptor and husband, you are everything to me. Thakur Bhakti Vinod says, O Kanha, please hear me. O Lord of Radha, you are my life and soul. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschati Deras Tarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 19, Test 16. Ya dustyaja durmatir durmati bhi. Jiryato ya na jiryate. Tam trishnam dukha nivaham sarma kamo drutam tyajet yadustya jadurmati bhirjiyato yana chiryate. Tam trishna dukha nivaham sarma kamo drutam tyajet. Word meaning, ya, that which, dustyaja, extremely difficult to give up, durmati bhi, by persons who are attached to material enjoyment, jiryataha, even by one who is in an invalid because of old age. या दैट व्हिच ना नट जीरियते इज वैंक्विश्ड ताम सच तृष्णाम डिजायर दुख निवहाम व्हिच इज द कॉज ऑफ ऑल ट्रिबुलेशंस सर्म काम आज पर्सन डिजायरिंग हिज ओन आज पर्सन डिजायरिंग हिज ओन हैप्पीनेस द्रुतम वेरी सून त्यजेत शुड गिव अप ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदान स्वयं प्रभुपाद no sorry by his divine grace I thought I had in 10th canto okay translation and purport by his divine grace Abhay Charan Arvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation for those who are too attached to material enjoyment sense gratification is very difficult to give up even when one is an invalid Because of old age, one cannot give up such desires for sense gratification. Therefore, one who actually desires happiness must give up such unsatisfied desires which are the cause of all tribulations. Purport. We have actually seen, especially in the Western countries, that men who have reached more than 80 years of age still go to nightclubs and pay heavy fees to drink wine and associate with women. Although such men are too old to enjoy anything, their desires have not ceased. Time deteriorates even the body itself, which is the medium for all sensual satisfaction. But even when a man becomes old and invalid, his desires are strong enough to dictate that he go here and there to satisfy the desires of his senses. Therefore, by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, one should give up his lusty desires, as explained by Sri Yamunacharya. Yadavadhi mama cheta krishna padarabinde नवनवरसधाम्नी उद्यताम रन्तु आसित तदवधि बतनारी संगमे स्मयमाने भवति मुखविकार सुस्तु निस्थि बमनम च व्हेन वन इज इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियस ही गेट्स मोर एंड मोर हैप्पीनेस बाय डिस्चार्जिंग ड्यूटीज ऑफ कृष्ण सच ए पर्सन स्पिट्स ऑन सेंस ग्रैटिफिकेशन स्पेशियली दैट ऑफ सेक्सुअल एंजॉयमेंट An experienced advanced devotee is no longer interested in sex life. The strong desire for sex can be subdued only by an advancement in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, as we all reading this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the experience of King Jajati is given by himself. And to whom? To his dear wife, Devajani. Actually, in this verse particularly, we can see the prowess, the power of inevitable lust. Even the insurmountable time which devours everything, there is no strength compared to time. Time is directly the energy of Lord. Kalo aham, this Kala Shakti, Sarva Sangharta, who can finish everything, everybody. Time divorces everything. It's only matter of time. But this sabvasang sarvasangharta, all devouring, all powerful, all capable, almighty Mr. Time, the Kala, cannot defeat lusty desire. No, can't curb it down. Even he is sarvasamharta, but kama is so powerful, so powerful. That's what is spoken in this verse. Jayati Maharaj is speaking to his good wife. He is saying, Jirinyatam Jirinato, these two words, that even by the phase of time, the body is totally finished. Jirinatam, you are almost invalid. In your old age, some are experiencing it, and we are seeing it. Everybody knows, at the age of 70 plus, if one person without any help of assistant go to bathroom and come back, then he considered successful. Yes, he is going bathroom by himself alone. And that small thing, Baba. Yes. So, and Prabhupada in the beginning of the purport, he is telling his experience, because he was in the Western countries at his really old age, after 70. I am just telling, after 70, for us to go to bathroom is difficult. But Prabhupada, he went to America all the way, not by plane, through Jaladut, for a month traveling, such a dangerous, hazardous traveling through sea, for a month together, with two heart attack. And he reached there in Western countries, and he is giving his experience, that in America, he is saying, that he has seen that man who is over 80 years old, just imagine what would be their physical condition. And in that severe old age, these persons, they will ready to pay heavy fees and go to nightclub to enjoy wine and woman. And that's what he is telling in the first line of the purport. Yes. He says, I am seeing. We have seen. He is written there. We have seen that people of more than 80 years old age, they are doing that. Though their body is totally incapable, they cannot enjoy. Almost invalid. But still the desire is totally youth, young. Desire will never become old, though the body become old. The desire has nothing to do with body. Desire has nothing to do with body. That's what I'm saying. The all-powerful time can deteriorate everything. But to deteriorate the desire, especially the lusty desire, it's not that possible. It's not that possible. What to speak of those who are materially entangled, engrossed and enjoyed, their mood of buddhi in this verse, those who are really mood of buddhi, the really foolish one, those who are engrossed and want to enjoy material things, forget them, they are foolish. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, Jnaninah nitya vairina kama rupena konteya dusprena analena. Jnaninang nitya vairina. This Mr. Lust is the, well, the lusty people, the enjoy those who are engaged in enjoyment, these people he cannot match with them. They are not good match. So he will make competition with whom? Those who are really jnani, learned scholars. Those who are really scholars. Jnaninang nitya vairina, always he is with them. With whom? Those are really learned personalities. They are nitya vairi. And how you want to fight with them? Dhumena vyate banhi jatha adarsa malena cha jatha lena abruto garbha tatha tena idam abrutam. How is getting captured? How is capturing the intelligence of the mind of the learned person? Three examples Lord has given. Jatha dhumena vriyate vanni. For the satoguni people, those are in the mood of goodness, just like a smoke. If smoke is there, then fire must be there. But fire is unseen. You can't see the fire, you can see the smoke only. But by seeing the smoke, you are 100% convinced that fire must be there. Otherwise, how smoke can come? So, that is the covering. Smoke, you just little wind, fire will come up. And this is for satoguni, knowledgeous person. And those who are rajoguni, for them jatha adarsa malena cha, just like a mirror is covered by dust. You can't clean mirror by just by blowing some air. You have to take a wet cloth and clean it. This kama is in some major capable way capturing the mind of person, people, and you have to deal with in a different way. And for us, tamaguni people, jatha lena abruto garbha. Oh, not by blowing air, not by cleansed by a wet cloth, it needs surgery. Nothing will work here. For us, materially engrossed, entangled people, it needs surgery. Practical surgery needed. Yes. Actually, all the senses in our body are the outlets of lust. Lust in his full potency is reserved within our body. Everybody in this material world is full of lust inside. The senses are the outlets. All the activities, the actions of the senses, through that the lust is coming out. Yes. And it's natural. It's quite natural for everybody. That day, that Prabhuji was telling, yes, that is fact. Love is, you have to recognize what is lust. Lust is nothing but a perverted reflection of love. Love and lust, just the difference between milk and curd, milk and yogurt. The same thing, just add some tamaguna, some acidic, 2-3 drops converted into yogurt. That's it. The same thing which is in adhyatmika loka considered love, when it comes to this planet is considered lust. Perverted reflection. And we know that prema is nitya siddha, sadhya kabuna, it is always there. You don't have to manufacture love. No. No creation of love. It is there always. Eternally exists. Eternally exists. Within everybody. But only thing, it is in such a gross dormant stage that we don't know. And we have to wake up through proper execution of devotional service, Ravana, Kirtan and all that. Then you can wake up. And when the everything will be vanquished, all this anarthas which goes up, goes away, then the love, the eternal love will again manifest in our heart. It will manifest. It is there. as the love is there in unmanifested way in our everybody's heart, so the lust is nothing, something new. It is the same love, the same dormant love in our contaminated consciousness, in our this contaminated enjoying mentality, we have converted into lust. We have converted into lust. This body, these senses, this mind and intelligence are meant to be engaged for the loving devotional service of the Lord. This is the only goal of this body, mind and intelligence. For this cause only it has been given to us. It is very common thing, if you are serving in a big factory or for a big person or for any organization, if that unit, organization or man is paying you maintenance or paying you many facilities, for what he is paying? Why he is paying you? Why he is giving you all these things? Because you have to work for him. Because you have to work for him. This is very common understanding. Similarly, whatever we are getting, this body, this mind, this intelligence, all this bhogya padartha, whatever is around us in the whole universe, everything belongs to whom? He has mercifully given to us. Why he has given to us? Because we have to work for him. It should be used for his purpose. It is very common understanding. But we are such a thief. We are such a ungrateful that these assets which is mercifully given by the Lord for his use, we are forgetting him and using all his given things for satisfying our senses. And the reality is that there is never ever we can satisfy your senses. Sri Sinita Gaur Sundar ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ji ki, Sri Radha Sam Sundar ji. There is no way in whichever amount, whatever amount of sense enjoyment, objects of senses you get, no way to satisfy your lust. No way. You cannot. That what Jajati Maharaj is telling, that is what King Pirurva is telling. All these great experienced personalities, the kings, they have gone through the lust. They have gone through the experience of the lust and enjoy lust, engaged in sex affairs for millions of years. And in the Jajati's case, he got a caste and became old, invalid. And he exchanged his old age with his son and borrow his youth and again entangled in enjoyment. Just imagine, it is not sameless. It is not sinful. If you go to your son, oh my dear son, please help me, I want to enjoy sex. It's such a simple thing. But King Jajati, he did that. And his first son, he denied. Oh my dear father, I am not agreeing. No. I have other projects to do. I have my own projects. All other sons, he has 4 or 5 sons. All 4 sons rejected. And he became disgusted. And almost begging to his youngest son, Puru, my dear son, please don't behave like your elder brothers. Then he was bit smart and learned. Anyway, my point is that he borrowed his youth just to enjoy his mother. Just try to understand the scenario. And he enjoyed for 1,000 celestial years. 1,000 years. He has everything in our class. We are so tuchha. We are so, I have no word to say. How can I say? And good for nothing. We are such a good for nothing. We cannot enjoy. Bhoge rogo bhayam. The moment you are thinking of enjoying, you are thinking of disease. Yes. The moment think, I want to enjoy, Baba, the disease is next to it. Some people, they are taking tablets, injection, tonic, and going for enjoyment. And after that, again doing that. Rog bhayam. In this diseased body, invalid body, how we can enjoy? But King Pururva, King Jajati, they don't have that difficulties. They are enjoying freely without any obstruction, without any hurdles, any obstruction. Thousands of years, and after thousands of years, this thinking is coming to his mind, and he is contemplating and telling the story in front of his, with his dear wife. He is telling, "Oh my dear Queen Devajani," and then he is giving this analogical story of he got and she got. She got, they are not he got and she got, they are he, King Jajati, and Devajani only. And he disclosed that this is the real story for me. I am finished. Still my lusty desire has not yet satiated. By so-called lusty affairs and affections of you, I have finished my everything. I have completed more than 1,000 years. My wisdom is almost finished. All my understanding is finished. But now, by the special grace of Lord, I am again thinking of it, contemplating it. And this contemplation helps him to get away from this degraded, dangerous situation. In this verse, though the all-powerful lust is described, that even the time cannot defeat him. But in this verse, King Jajati also telling how to curb the ever over powerful lust, how to curb it down, how to deal with it. Yes, how to deal with it? Prabhupada is telling that if somebody is really serious in devotional service, and is giving the example of Jamunacharya. Param drushtva nivartate, if you get some higher test, the lower test will go away. Otherwise, no way. No way. No way. It's very difficult to deal with lust. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told Arjun, when Arjun asked Krishna, why the people in general forced to do sinful activities? Atha kena prajuktayam papa charati purusaha. Ani chinnapi varshnaya badadapi niyojita. Nobody wants to become sinful, degraded. But without their willingness, without their desire, somebody is forcibly doing the sin through them. How come? Actually, one point Prabhupada is telling that Arjun thought that I am hearing in the society, people are telling ye ped ki patta bhi nahi hilta, even the leaves of the trees cannot blade of grass cannot move without the desire of the Lord. So, whatever I am degraded, my position, whatever happening to me, this is because of Krishna only. He is the root cause of everything. So, Arjun thought, if the Krishna is in front of me, why not better clear my doubt with him directly? So, he asked this question directly to Krishna. Oh, my dear Krishna, oh, Varshneya, is it fact that you are the cause of the lust? You are the cause
that everybody is doing sinful activities and you make them to do that? You are the cause behind it? Krishna started laughing. No. Everybody is doing that. No, they are police, they don't know. So please tell them. Please tell me, what is the reason behind it? Why everybody unwillingly doing sinful activities? Then Krishna straightforward, kama esa krodho esa rajaguna samudbhavah. Vidhi ena iha bairinam. Please try to understand, this is the enemy. All devouring enemy. No matter you put everything, finish, they will not satisfied. All devouring. Mahasano mahapapma. The symbol of sin is lust. Mahapapma. So how to get rid of it? Then Krishna, in this Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, has given some tips. Therefore, tasmat niyamya indriyani ado. Then in the beginning, you should try to control your senses. As I told, senses are the outlets. So you stop the heart. But just by forcibly controlling senses, nothing will happen. Because the master of the senses is mind. He is mastermind. Wherever go, to the Himalaya or to the depth of the water, or anywhere, to the moon planet, the sun planet, the mind goes with you, Baba. Nobody is there. Your mind is your enemy. Mind is with you. So, but you can't directly deal with the mind. First, you have to deal with the senses. Try to control it. How to control the senses? Not by forcing some rules and no. Just use your senses in the service of the Supreme Lord. Manasa deha geha jo kichu mora arpilu toya pade nanda kishora. Try to engage your senses in the service of the Lord. In this way, you can control your senses. Sense control is not just by yogic posture. The so-called yogic posture is not help at all. Without this. And then, mind will become bewildered. Oh, who is doing like that? Who is doing like that? How to deal with that? Forget this bewildered mind. Indriyani paranyahu rindribhya parangmanaha. Manasastu parabuddhi. Buddhisastu parahasaha. This is the hierarchy. In this material world, the senses are higher. Higher than the senses is mana. Higher than the mind is the intelligence. Deciding factor. So, evang buddhe parang buddha, by your determination of the intelligence, contemplate with intelligence and take a bhav, take a firm determination with the help of your intelligence. Evang buddhe parang buddha, jahi satru mahabahu kamarupam durasada. This is durasada, enemy, kama. You can only win over it by strong determination. Determination. Evang buddhe parang buddhaha. Though on the top of the intelligence is the soul proper, but the soul in this case is so minute, totally overpowered by this mind, intelligence and so-called other agencies. So to empower the soul, you have to take a strong resolution, determination. For what determination? Now I will engage my senses only for the use of the Krishna. Then this all-powerful mind will bend down. Will bend down and will support you. Mind is our best enemy. Mind is our best friend too. Yes. We have to know how to use it. So, evang buddhe parang buddha.
So here in the last line it is saying, those who are really want to become happy, those who really want to become happy, as soon as possible they have to get rid of this lust. As soon as possible. But how to get off it? Get out of it. Though there are many things, but here Krishna also told in Bhagavad Gita that the process to control the senses, this, that, is not also easy process, Baba. Not that easy process. Many other dhyani, jnani, yogi, they tried, but thousands and thousands of years, no help. They can't get help. Nothing happened. But we are seeing the branded example is Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, even the Mohini Murti, bewildered everybody, even Lord Shiva, though it is special event, I am not comparing, but it is said in Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva's the position, by seeing the Mohini Devi, what happened to him? But Haridas Thakur, as alone, in the mid of the night, in lonely place, and that, forget that prostitute, even one time the Maya Devi personified Maya Devi. Who can be more beautiful and more active and more powerful than her? She personally came and she couldn't do anything because Thakur Haridas was totally in a surrendered mood, and Nama Nami, he was considering the Nam as Nami himself and always serving the Nami through the Nama, Nama Charana. And by that help, by that kind of surrender, by that kind of devotional service of chanting of the holy name, the prostitute, the Maya Devi personified, they can't budge an inch. Haridas Thakur, they tried for 3-4 nights and went out. That prostitute converted into a great devotee. And big Mahanta, they want to see her. She became a famous devotee. That is the power of devotional service. That is the power of devotional service. Actually, we are saying that we are devotee, but till now we have not started yet devotional service. We have not started yet. Preface not is done, introduction not even started. No. So, if you really, the moment you will taste a drop of nectarian sweetness of the holy name, the moment you get the taste of that moment is final moment for you. You will become almost mad. No modern allurements can allure you. Nothing can attract you. You will become almost mad after that. Mad after the name and Lord. But why? Because we are in such a degraded, diseased condition. We have not yet tasted. Not yet tasted. We are chanting Namakhyara. But the real Namasudha is not yet touched to our tongue. The moment we get it, that's it. And in Bhagavatam 10th canto, see, Sukadev Goswami is also giving another way to get rid of this severe disease of lust in our heart. So he is telling, it's very famous, everybody knows this. Mm. Canto 10, Chapter 33, Text 39. Vikriditam Brajabadubhir Idam Cha Vishnuho Sraddhanito Anusrunuyat Atha Varnayedyaha Bhaktiṃ parāṃ bhagavati pratilabhya kāmam hridroga kāma hridroga kāma āsu apahinoti achirena dhīraha. The translation: anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus, he will quickly become sober and conqueror of lust, the disease of the heart. Purport: the extraordinary power of Lord Krishna, the extraordinary power of Lord Krishna's conjugal pastimes, the extraordinary power of Krishna's conjugal passion, the Rasa Lila, is clearly revealed here. Qualitatively, the Lord's spiritual loving pastimes are the diametric opposite of material lusty affairs. So much so that simply by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, a devotee conquers sex desires. By rendering services, by reading pornographic literature or hearing about material romance, we certainly do not conquer sex desire, but rather increase our lust. But hearing or reading about the Lord's conjugal affairs has exactly the opposite effect, because they are of the opposite nature. Being purely spiritual, therefore it is by the causeless mercy of Lord Krishna that he exhibits his Rasa Lila within this world. If we become attached to this narration, we will experience the bliss of spiritual love and thus reject the perverted reflection of that love, Mr. Lust, which is called lust. As nicely put by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Param drushta nivartate, once having directly experienced the Supreme, one will not return to material pleasures. So, here also Sukadeva Goswami, after describing the most enchanted conjugal pastimes of Krishna with his dear gopis, damsels of Braja, in the final conclusion, Phalashruti is giving, if somebody with full faith and if he hears, if he narrates, if he reads, then the super powerful disease of our heart, hridroga kama, here also Sukadeva Goswami telling kama as hridroga, this is heart disease. This heart disease cannot be cured even by open surgery. Here our cardiac surgeon is sitting here. No, he can't help. He can't find out where Mr. Lust is hiding. When Arjuna asked where that Shatru is staying, tell me, Krishna. Krishna told, okay, if I give the address, can you do? Oh, okay, I have Gandhi, I will immediately fire him out. Then Krishna told the address of that powerful enemy, Lust. Mana buddhi indriyani asya adhisthanam uchyate. His residential quarter is where? In my mind, in my senses, in my intelligence. So, all our revolver rifle will work there. Nothing will work. No amount of your power will work there, Baba. Arjuna immediately surrendered. Oh my God, he is sitting there. Yes, he is sitting there. What to do? So this so powerful lust can be deal with only by engagement in devotional service in the mood of full surrender, and also if you do the opposite action. What? How Krishna is engaged in this affairs, though outwardly it looks like lust, but actually Krishna and gopis, they are not in this material plane. They don't have this material body, they don't have this material mind, material intelligence, material senses, nothing. They are completely spiritual, totally in spiritual platform. So if you just discuss, hear and read and narrate, then also by the power of that spiritual effect, that the disease of your heart disease will also be cured. Illustrious can be cured. So in conclusion, here King Jajati is telling us, any of you, if you want to become happy in your life, as soon as possible get away from this lusty desire, from this sex desire. But how? That's what we try to discuss, something that there is no other way to deal with lust. Many Sovari Muni, Vishwamitra Muni, you have heard in Puranas. In the deep water in Jamuna, in the deep forest, for 60,000 years Vishwamitra finished. No, this can't help. But I gave the example of Haridas Thakur. Only by full surrender and engaging all our senses in the service of the devotional service of the Lord, then mind will also, first you will get agitated and then will cooperate you, and then that's it. And also by the hearing and speaking of Lord's Rasa Lila, that's also. But we have to be very, 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 very careful to hear that and to understand that and to narrate that is not that easy too. Sukhdev has given some warning of verses before these verses. In verse 39 he told that this is the way to get away from the disease of heart. Hudroga kama asu. You can get rid of it. But he is also giving special warning to us. Be careful from whom you are going to hear this. Who is really adhikari? From them you should hear. And then you meditate. Then only it will work. Otherwise it will work in different way also. And will become mad otherwise. So in this, actually I forgot to tell you, in Shastras, many places it is said, this whole material cosmos is just the Maithunagara. Just like those who are criminals, the criminals, they are kept in behind bars, behind iron bars in the prison. The criminals, they are kept in the prison behind the iron bars. Otherwise they will come out and do their again nuisance again. So those who are criminals like us, who are not following the orders of the Supreme Lord, not following the desires of the Supreme Lord, we all criminals, Lord had arranged us to such a nice prison for us criminal. There is no iron bar, that's shackles, so strong shackles of lusty desire. We are all, you can say, very tightly bonded with shackles of lusty desire. And for many lifetimes, nobody can see. Nothing is bandhan, but you're so tightly bound by this desire of lust. Shackles of lust desire. So how you will get out of it? How you will get out of it? Only by the supreme will of the Supreme Lord, by His mercy only. That's why Krishna openly declare that none else can help you. None else can help you. In Bhagavad Gita he declared, Mama Maya Durattaya Daivi Esa Gunamayi Mama Maya Durattaya Mam Eva Ye Prapadyante Maya Amitam Tarantite. This Maya, if you want to get rid of it, then you have to take shelter of only Krishna, none else. Hare Krishna. Any comment?
Any question?
Yes.
As you said, it's the extreme desire and everything is in our mind. The vision is in our mind. So, to come out from there, this all industrial design and whatever design we have in our mind. So, what is the best thing we should do?
Baba, you are not hearing the class? I only discussed about that only. What is the best thing we can do? That one I discussed. You ask somebody, they will tell. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की समवेत भक्तवृंद की